Grow Haze is set to sponsor another Think Like an Entrepreneur series next month. Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're doing a Think Like an Entrepreneur class starting on September the 14th. That's an 8-week class. It'll be from 6 o'clock till 8:30 each Wednesday. And Chris Munch is going to be the instructor on this one. Chris went through the process of getting certified, and you know, it's always interesting with Chris.
Yeah, it's going to, I was just saying, this is going to be a fun one. I kind of wish I was in this one.
That's not a problem, James. You can be.
We could do it again. Just do the whole thing.
Absolutely be. And Chris will do a great job. He makes things interesting, and he is the classic entrepreneur. You know, there isn't anything Chris hasn't done.
truly.
It will be great, but he'll also cover the content of the class, which is very good as well. You know, kind of go through the process of the entrepreneurial journey and what people who perhaps have those aspirations need to be prepared for and look for when they go down that path, because owning your own business and being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart. It's a commitment, and it can be a challenge. So people need to get some idea of what they can expect, and this class allows you to do so.
Yeah, and you know what else I like about classes like this, and this one specifically, is you get to connect with those other like-minded individuals that are on that journey. I mean, some of them, when I took the class, some of them were starting, some of them were well into it, and some of them were kind of towards the end of it. But you get all that experience and that wealth of knowledge.
Absolutely. We've done this twice before, and the interesting thing, each class was very different than the first. Same instructor for both, but each class was very different. And it was all about the chemistry of the group that is participating. And much of the input comes from the other classmates. And it's really, really good. I agree with you. That's really one of the best parts of the class. Aside from the actual content, is that chemistry and that feedback you get from the other participants in the class. So we hope we've got a full group this time. We have the last two times. And as I said, it starts September 15th. We've got early registration going on right now. The price for the class is $150 and $75 for anyone not a student. Students are $75, but we do have an early bird special going on until September the 2nd that you can get in for $100. Money well spent. We typically feed you. And so, you know, 8 classes, 8 meals, you couldn't buy your dinner for that, much less get all the content of the class. And, you know, we've had a couple questions from people. Well, I might have a scheduling conflict and I can't make one class or something. We understand that. And we just work around that. So it's not like you've got to be there every time. We encourage you to do so. But if you do have to miss, it's not the end of the world. And so don't let that stop you from signing up.
Yeah. And, you know, at least the one I was in, it wasn't linear. There was some that kind of built on the last lesson, but most of it was just conversation based. I mean, talking about, you know, specific problems in the participants' businesses or in their efforts to launch a business. And that kind of directed the conversations. So, yeah, it wasn't like you were missing anything if you missed one.
Exactly. And there's going to be some guest speakers come in and talk about different things. I know Chris has a few lined up, so that'll be good, too. You know, it's always good to hear from the people that actually do it and have done it. And Chris being one of them, but he's going to have some other people come in as well. So that should add a lot to the class. So we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really good.
Very cool. You know, you mentioned students, and that's something that, you know, I think is very interesting, that connection with Fort Hays, and we talk about this quite a lot, and how they help develop business and entrepreneurs here in the region. But what an opportunity, $75 for a student to get in there and do this would be, like, give you a huge head start in whatever you're trying to accomplish.
Definitely. We encourage students to come and attend. As you say, Fort Hays State has an entrepreneurship program on campus, and we'd love to have some of those students and some of that youth and energy, because we're looking to that group, some of those people, to stay here, start businesses and grow businesses. You know, our micro factory is geared around small entrepreneurs starting a business and growing a business. So we're in a situation now in economic development where, you know, you don't attract the Panasonics and that type of people to a community like ours. We have to grow our own. And even if we had a manufacturer that wanted to come here and open up a plant and employ 500 people, and we really don't have the people. And so the likelihood of anybody doing that is pretty low. But we can grow our own and organically grow businesses locally that can absorb people as we go. And so we're really focused on that. And that's why entrepreneurship is so important to grow Hayes into our community.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about, it seems like to me, and maybe it's just my perception, but it seems like, you know, those, the big box retailers that, you know, the chain locations are almost kind of going out of fashion, and those bespoke local businesses are really kind of coming into their own, and especially out here in Western Kansas, but it really feels like everywhere to me.
I think it is everywhere. I think the smaller niche oriented retailers and that type of thing are doing well. The big box stores are the ones that compete every day with Amazon and have those kind of struggles and are actually trying to get their own web presence all themselves. But the niche oriented places where people like to go, they feel comfortable going there shopping. It's more of an experience to go there than it is a hassle. And they have products and services that big box stores don't have. We're all about that. We want to promote that as much as we can. You see a lot of that in our downtown, obviously. We have a terrific downtown shopping environment, and it's about the environment as much as it is about the actual goods and products that are down there. You know, you got to have the products, but the experience is great too. And so that's something we strive for. And when, you know, downtown Hayes can be very proud of what they have because we've got a terrific downtown.
Yeah, I view it almost as a service rather than a retailer. You know, if I need something specific and I know it's going to be hard to find in Hayes, I'm just like everybody else, I'm going to Amazon. I'm going to click it and I'm going to get it shipped here. But if I'm exploring, if I'm, you know, curious about something or want to know more about an item that I'm going to purchase, a category, I'm going to go in and I'm going to have those conversations. And really, there's no way to outsource that. And entrepreneurs, I feel like, can capitalize on that kind of desire.
Absolutely. We see it every day downtown. We see it every day all across the country that entrepreneurs are, you know, they're creative, resourceful people, and they're finding a way to serve people and grow their businesses in spite of, you know, maybe some monumental trends and shifts in how people do buy products. But they're making it happen. And that's what this course is all about, is to try and develop these type of people, this type of mindset. So we can continue this on and have more of them.
Yeah, you know, rolling back into that course, maybe we want to share with everyone a little bit some of the specifics on how the lessons are set up or how it actually works, if that makes sense.
Well, it's based around a book called The Ice House, which was a man long time ago back in the South had an ice house business, an ice business. And it kind of follows the things that he went through in terms of starting his business, growing his business, how he marketed his business, and, you know, employees, all the things that you have to deal with. And so it follows this book, but then the instructor goes into real life situations and brings in speakers that talk about real life situations in a particular situation that, you know, might have to do with employees or might have to do with how I grow my business financially and things like that. All the things that an entrepreneur is going to run into, but maybe didn't think about. So many times entrepreneurs are people who have a passion or an expertise in something, might be clothes or whatever it is. But so many times they don't know anything about running a business. You know, they know their product. They have this passion. They have deep product knowledge about what they're doing, but they don't have any idea on how to run a business. And that's where we see people fail, because they don't have a good plan going in. They don't understand the financial aspects of it. And so that's what this class is trying to stimulate, that thinking and get people to understand that there's more to it than just loving this particular type of business, the products I'm selling, but not understanding the business part of it.
Yeah.
And that's a big issue.
You know, it's crazy to me, and I as I speak with acquaintances and friends, how often that traffic or revenue is conflated with profit. Because you can have the busiest location in the world and have, you know, 1,000 people walking in your door every day and be losing a fortune.
Sure. You know, sales and profit are not the same thing. You have to have sales in order to have profit. But as you note, you can have a lot of sales and not have any profit. And I've seen that a lot with our Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. You know, the kids, they come up with this business concept and they focus only on what their sales are going to be. And they think that's their profit. And obviously they have not factored in the fact that there's a whole lot of expenses that go into generating those sales. And you have to understand both sides of the equation and manage both sides in order to have a profitable business and continue to exist. So it's a journey, people. It's not something we inherently just understand. That's why classes like this and the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge, where you give these kids some feedback and help them understand that there's a lot more to it than just selling products. There's also what that product costs you to get here. What are your labor costs associated with selling that product and that type of thing. So definitely a lot more pieces to the puzzle than some people think.
Yeah. And, you know, and going back to the class, and you talk about the $150 enrollment fee. I mean, talk about a return on investment, learning those kind of lessons and figuring that out before you lose a ton of money. I mean, to say, you laugh, but you could really keep yourself from digging yourself into a big, big hole and causing years of problems for your business.
Definitely. Best money you'll ever spend to be exposed to some people who have done it, to gain access to resources. I know we have people who have gone through that class, have started businesses, but also continue relationships with people they went to class with and have people they can bounce ideas off of, people they can talk to about problems they're having that can give them some guidance. So that it just lots of value in this class. And $150 is nothing compared to what, as you say, you might end up spending and by making mistakes and things that you wouldn't have had to make.
Yeah. And you know, and fun. The classes are, or the one I was in anyway, was a lot of fun. And I love to see as we wrapped up, because this was, I think, about 6 months ago?
Oh, it was about a year. Six to 8 months ago, maybe a year. Yeah.
So it's been a while. But, there's been a couple businesses already launched here in the area that were folks in that class. And I don't want to call anybody out specifically, but I think successful businesses launched that were conceptualized and kind of felt up and or felt around and discussed in that class.
Yeah. And we see it, we've seen it with each class. And we've had, you know, all types of participants. Some are old timers that have done it for a long time, but know they don't know everything that they need to know. And then others are people who are just thinking about it. And they are fun. And they're, you know, certainly not intimidating in any way, shape or form for somebody. If somebody's concerned, well, I don't know anything, that's fine. The people we've had participate are not judgmental. They're not going to be intimidating. They're going to be helpful. So anybody who's got any concept of owning their own business or just has an interest in entrepreneurship, that's hard to say, should come and participate because we have all types of things, whether it's a child care, whether it's somebody wanting to do a marketing company, whether it's somebody wanting to build and sell widgets, you know, whatever the case might be. There's value in this for all of those people.
Yeah. And that was my take was, I was there kind of on the interest side. Obviously I'm not much of an entrepreneur. I'm here doing this job, which I love, but you know, also it helps give you that insight into that mindset. And I felt like there's more value to it than just launching a business or starting a business. It really kind of helps you see how you can turn challenges into opportunities, and even more than that, you know, direct your life in a way that you want rather than maybe following someone else.
Agreed. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I think people, as you say, you've got a job and that kind of thing. That doesn't mean you can't take some of these entrepreneurial ideas and concepts and employ them in the job that you have and help the company that you work for. You know, we've seen that too. And so this isn't just restricted to somebody who's going to start the next Apple or Tesla or something like that. It's for people who want to understand the entrepreneurial mindset, the spirit, and can employ that perhaps in their own business, but also in perhaps in just their life in general. So I think it covers a broad audience.
Yeah. And, you know, and especially like... You know, that these classes are going on now. And matter of fact, when we were talking a little bit before we went on air, you're quoted in a story today in the Hayes Post talking about that rural migration. That's something we've talked about in this segment as well, that there's a huge opportunity to do business online, to recruit people here to Hayes that are doing business online. as well as to bring money into the area that otherwise we wouldn't be able to reach.
Sure. Oh, I think the I think the focus of the story was, and I haven't read it yet, but I think of the story was that, you know, we've got this outward migration of our youth, you know, this brain drain that occurs. And we have some of that, but we also have tremendous opportunities to attract people, to keep people. If we can create this environment of entrepreneurship and this environment of opportunity and put the resources in place to be able to keep kids here. Now, and I think I said in the story, we're not going to keep all the kids. I mean, some of them want to go to the big city. That's what they want to do. But we also attract a lot of them back after they've been there. They recognize what the quality of life is here and the things that, that they loved about this community. And when it comes time to start raising a family and things, we start to see people look to our community to come back to. And also with all the part of these 20 million urban migrators that are wanting to leave the metropolitan areas, having entrepreneurial opportunities for them in our community is important too, because we can attract them here because we've got a great story to tell.
Yeah. I can, you know, somebody that's been in maybe a job in 20 years living in Denver thinking, oh, this life is terrible. I'm driving an hour a day in a job I hate and I'm stuck financially and everything's so expensive. And then they see that Hays ad. I'm just like, I'm just imagining like their eyes open and like, wow, I never thought of that. And then coming out and checking it out and moving here. Yeah, I love it all.
Absolutely. That's what our Imagine Ellis County is doing. We're trying to tell the story and get it in front of the right people. You know, we believe we've got a great story to tell in our community, but it doesn't do us any good if nobody sees it. And so that's what we're doing with that committee is getting the word out. And I think we'll experience some good results from it.